For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Where sometimes it can get a little awkward if we reach someone that you've been out on a great first date, but they inexplicably just fell off the face of the earth after what you thought was a great first date. Well, we'll call and see what's up. Courtney, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for picking me.
Yeah, welcome to Second Date Update. We're excited to have you on the show. We're really pleased you're here. We just want to know what is going on with this guy, Jim.
It's crazy. So I thought that I had met my boyfriend, but now he's blowing me off, and I don't know what's going on with him.
Okay, so let's back it up a tad. So how did you guys meet?
We met through my mom. They work together. So I went to lunch with her, and I met Jim there at lunch.
Okay.
Even added me on Instagram, and nice. We hit it off, and so we went on a date.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, and how'd that go? How'd the date go?
It was amazing. It was really romantic. He took me to Olive Garden. Nice. I was blown away by how sweet he was. You know, he brought me flowers, and he paid for everything, and he opened doors for me. I've never met a guy like that before.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty awesome. Is there anything different or weird or awkward happen on the date?
No. And I thought about it, but no. I mean, it was perfect. He was such a nice guy. I don't know why he isn't calling me back.
Okay, so what do you think, Courtney, is the problem? Why you haven't heard from him?
I don't know. I mean, we got along great. Again, things were perfect, and he didn't seem like that kind of guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on.
All right, we're
going
to call Jim, find out what's going on. Can you hang on for us?
Yes.
All right, okay, stay right there.
Please hold.
Hi, is this Jim?
Yes.
Jim, it's Thunder and PT. We texted you a couple of moments ago. We're on the air here at 102.9 The Wolf. This is something we call Second Date Update.
Okay.
And we'd like to talk to you about a date that you went on with a girl or woman named Courtney, and we want to know how that went. How did it go for you?
Oh, it was okay. She's a nice person.
Okay, did you have fun on the date?
Oh, yeah, she's really a fun person to be around. It was cool.
Okay, so is there a reason, I guess, that you haven't called her back?
Geez, I don't know if I really should say.
Okay, but you did say you had a nice time with Courtney.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I did. I had a nice time. I don't know if it's something. Yeah, I just don't think I should say anything. It's just not a good idea.
Okay, well, could you give us an idea of what the problem is?
I mean, listen,
I mean, Jim, I kind of feel like Courtney deserves to know what's going on.
All right, fine. So her mother set us up, and her mom paid me $300 to take her out because she thought that she needed to get out of the house, and I don't know. It's messed up, but that's what happened. And I really wasn't interested, but her mother paid me money, and I couldn't afford to turn it down.
Okay. All right. How did all that come about, Jim?
Well, initially, her mom was trying me to go out, you know, trying to convince me to go on a date with her, and I wasn't interested, and then she offered me a cash deal.
Can you come in here, please? What the
f***? Wait. She's on the call.
Well, she's in the background. I think she's trying to yell at her. Are you trying to yell at your mom, Courtney?
Yeah. What the?
So Courtney,
oh my God,
Jim, does Courtney lives at home?
Yeah.
Courtney, are you there? I sounded like she was yelling at somebody. I'm guessing, was that her mom? She was trying to get her attention. Courtney? Okay, I don't know what happened to Courtney, but so her mom paid you $300 just to get her out of the house, just to kind of have a night, but you have no interest in seeing her again for free, I guess for free or without being paid?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, I don't know what happened to Courtney. Courtney's gone. Courtney?
The awkwardness.
We preface all these second date updates with it can get really awkward.
Right.
And obviously, Courtney found something out here that she probably didn't want to, and that's between her and her mom. Maybe we'll have something called Second Mom Update soon. But, Jim, thank you for jumping on.
Thanks for replying, man. Thanks for responding.
Courtney got the answer that she really wanted. She wanted some honesty and the truth here, and you gave it to us, and now she knows about it. So, Jim, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Until next time, that was Second Date Update. Oh, my God.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.